The mindfulness challenge I have for you this week is simple to do if you think about it. This particular technique costs nothing. It's easy to do. It has potentially powerful impacts on your ability to see a profound reduction in symptoms. Many people carry around the belief that in order to see a reversal of symptoms, significant interventions are required in the form of lots of medications and lots of therapies and even surgeries. This technique is simple, it's free, it's something you can do for yourself, and hold on to your seats, I can promise you, you will see an incredible impact on a relief from your symptoms. Here it is, and remember, I'm telling you, it really is a simple thing to do. We know that stress aggravates the symptoms of Parkinson's. When you are feeling anxious, perturbed, and even fearful for whatever reason, when you are feeling a lot of worries rattling around up in your minds, most people tend to stay there in those very depressing thoughts. They get more and more anxious, they get more and more fearful, they get more and more withdrawn. This exacerbates the symptoms, it makes them worse. What can you do instead? Some people know that's what's happening, and they try to use their minds to simply say, I'm going to now stop worrying about all of these concerns. I'm here to tell you, the mind is pretty tricky when it comes to turning off and turning on that particular switch. There's something about the ego that relishes diving in to the darkness of worries and fears and anxieties. The challenge I have for you this week then is first to acknowledge when those anxieties, when those worries, when those fears are all of a sudden begin to percolate into your thoughts. And then, here it is, focus your attention on your feet, especially on the bottom of your feet. First of all, notice whether or not both feet are firmly planted on the floor or on the ground. People oftentimes realize when they begin to rattle around the thoughts of worry and anxiety, only one foot or neither feet are actually affixed to the floor or the ground. What you need to do then is, if you'd like to accept this mindfulness challenge this week, is to place both feet firmly and solidly on the floor or on the ground. Then take in the full and complete sensations of what it means for the bottom of your foot to touch the floor or the ground. Is the heel touching on the right foot? Is the heel touching on the left foot? Perhaps the heel on the right foot feels as though it is touching more firmly than the heel on the left. How do the bottoms of your feet feel as they nest up against the ground or the floor? Does it feel cold? Is it warm? Is it mushy? Is it soft? Is it wet? How does it really feel? What about your toes? Are all of your toes actually touching the ground or the floor, or just one, or none? You are invited, then, to pay attention to all of the sensations of your foot as it then touches onto the floor or the ground. Do this whenever you feel anxious. Do this whenever you feel uneasy. Do this whenever you feel worries. Do this whenever you feel as though you are moving into fear. I have to tell you, this is a magical technique. Focusing your attention on your feet allows you to turn the switch of worry off. It allows you to reduce stress instantly. And as a result, you will see a reduction in symptoms that will be much welcomed.
Have fun as you pay attention to your feet this week, which is a very important part of your body. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.